something for the weekend. It's Trina, and Laura Dowling is on the line. She's the fabulous pharmacist. Good morning, Laura. How are you? First time on the show.
Yes, absolutely. How are you? I'm very well, thanks.
I'm grand. Listen, I want to talk to you today about some skincare topics, and I want to talk to you about acne and hyperpigmentation. I guess, first of all, like, acne is not something that only affects teenagers. I think years ago, we used to always assume, oh, it's just during the teenage years.
Yes, and you know, it's still a common misconception that, I suppose, it's only teens and late teens that experience it, but certainly people can experience it well into their 20s, 30s, 40s, and then it can rear its ugly head when women are going through menopause also. So it affects us really at all stages of life, and a lot of it is hormonally driven. So yes, that misconception is being put to bed now, because, you know, I'm certainly seeing a lot of people coming in to the pharmacy looking for help with their acne.
Do they ask as well? Because I know for me especially, you know, when I'm looking for skincare things, I kind of don't really ask for the help. I just kind of look blankly at the products that are available and probably pick the wrong thing. So it's important to get the right advice, really, isn't it?
It really is, because I know myself, even you go into pharmacy and there is so, you know, there's a wide variety of skincare, lots of different brands, and you know, you can pick up the wrong product for your skin. And I think the important thing to remember for acne as well is people think that because their acne can look harsh and severe, that they need to treat it with harsh and severe products. And quite the opposite is true, because your skin is actually quite sensitive when you have acne. So you really need to use like a gentle cleanser, like the Papex cleanser that the Relife brand make. They also have a good hydrating moisturizer, and make sure that you're using skincare that suits your skin. So certainly you ask for advice when you go into the pharmacy, and you know, there's all manner of healthcare assistants and pharmacists that can help you out there too.
How would you know that it's actually acne? Is there a way of knowing? Does it look different to, say, your normal spots,
you know,
or whatever?
Yeah, well, you know, acne is mild, moderate or severe, so I suppose a few little zits that don't bother you is fine, and you know, they come and they go and they don't bother you. But once it's affecting your day-to-day life, once you're conscious about it, and you know it's happening on a regular basis, and there are many days in the month or in the week that you are not spot-free, then it's time to go and seek advice for it. It depends on how much it's bothering you. You know, obviously, if it's moderate to severe, it's going to bother you a lot. But if it's very mild and you only get a, you know, one zit every so often, if you're in that lucky a small percentage of people, then you know, you don't need to seek help. Just go, just have a good skincare routine.
Because I think if you have acne, you tend to want to cover it up. So you get the makeup out and you plaster on the makeup. Is makeup doing more damage, or has makeup changed so much over the years that you don't really need to worry about that?
Makeup does clog the pores, and there are mattifying makeups out there that will, you know, get rid of the oils, they'll wick away the oils that bit more, but it still is a layer on top of your skin that your skin can get irritated by, and that can clog your pores, and therefore the sebum, you know, gets clogged in underneath the pores, and that's how the spots can occur. So I certainly find myself, if I put on foundation, I'll get a zit or two from it. So even though we do like to cover it up, it's best to have as many makeup-free days as possible. And certainly if you are wearing makeup because you have to, then make sure that you are cleansing your skin properly.
Probably lockdown has meant that there's been less nights out, and therefore you're not going to bed with the makeup on like you used to coming in.
Yeah,
after a few drinks. We're awful for doing that, aren't we? You just fall into bed and you don't take the makeup off.
Yeah. I know, with the mascara halfway down your cheek when you wake up in the morning.
Oh,
I know.
Panda eyes, I know. It. Looking great.
And I suppose with the reopening back up again, we are going to be going out a bit more. So just be mindful of the fact that your skin has probably had a really good breeze either over the last 18 months. So when you are applying your makeup, to make sure that you do take it off correctly.
Yeah. Lifestyle changes, can that affect the acne? Like, say if you were to give up the booze or stop smoking or anything, I mean, does your lifestyle have any effect on acne?
Look, it can do, certainly, you know, and for your overall health, not drinking excessively, not smoking and eating a healthy, varied diet will obviously benefit you. But acne is a skin disease ultimately, and it's there or it's not. And diet may have a small effect on it, but it's not going to have a huge effect on it. So certainly excluding food groups such as dairy and things like that don't, you know, studies have shown that it has minimal effect, if any. So I wouldn't be going down the route of exclusion diets or anything like that. But certainly for overall health, it's a good idea to not excessively drink alcohol.
And then hyperpigmentation, explain that to me.
So hyperpigmentation is where the melanin in the skin causes dark spots on the surface of the skin that look like marks almost. So there is different forms of it. There's, you know, freckles are the hyperpigmentation, but obviously they're acute and you wouldn't want to be getting rid of them. But there's melasma, which is called pregnancy mask as well, which is caused by the hormones in the body while we're pregnant. And, you know, it can form around the eyes. It can be quite visible. And then a lot of the time, you know, once a woman has given birth, it subsides. But then there are people that will have hyperpigmentation on their skin, on their hands, and they want to get rid of it. It's usually caused by sun damage. So first and foremost, you could use, we should always be using a good SPF with a factor 50 in it. And the Relife range also have a good 3-product set that can help you to get rid of the hyperpigmentation. It has a prepping cleanser and then products that help get rid of it. But I think it's important that you ask her advice with hyperpigmentation products, because if you're using the product, you're supposed to use them on the actual area of the hyperpigmentation, not necessarily all over your face. And then when you are using them, it can take time for the hyperpigmentation to subside. So you could be maybe using it for 4 or 5 months before you see it really subside quite significantly. But then if you go out into the sun and even look at the sun for 10 minutes without an SPF, it can come back again. So it's really important that you continue to use SPF, because the sun is what's causing it.
Yeah. Are there certain skin types that are more affected by it, like a darker skin
or darker skin? Yeah, darker skin tones are more affected by it. But I see more and more people come in with lighter skin tones and they have spots on their skin that they want to get rid of. It's an aging process too, I think we must admit as well.
And then hormonally driven also. Stop it, the aging.
Oh, listen, I know everything happens.
Oh, Laura, will you tell us the good news next time? Laura Dowling there, the fabulous pharmacist, and you can follow her on Instagram. Some great stuff on your Instagram page, by the way. I was having a goo there.
Oh, thanks, Vivian. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Yeah,
she loves an L video, don't you, Laura?
Oh, I love an L video. You know what? It's a great way of getting your point across. So I think a lot of people just like to, you know, quick, easy information that's easily digestible. So, you know, people don't like to be reading through loads and loads of things. So I think that a video is a good way of getting it out there.
I know. You don't need to read through an essay to get the info that you need. Thanks so much, Laura.
Exactly.
Info there on acne and hyperpigmentation. I'll let you get back to work there. This is Something for the Weekend.
Thanks,
on Ireland's Classic Hits.